Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show from the British Tech Network. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. The British Parliament is considering iPads for all of its members. In a move that's bound to cost us an absolute fortune and not save us a penny at all, a load of old people who know nothing about technology, apart from Tom, of course, are going to get iPads that they're going to look at and play Angry Birds on during sessions, and they'll say that there's loads of documents on there that are very important and we've saved a lot in printing costs and that kind of thing. But we get nothing. It's coming. Bad luck. They're saying they've done a trial already and it has saved thousands, but I really can't see that myself. If you own a Samsung Galaxy S2 this morning, you'll be very happy if you're on O2 because you're getting an ice cream sandwich update. Yes, it's out there. You can get it. Android 4.0 is now available for download if you're on O2. If you're not, bad luck, it's not coming. But the good news is that Samsung's own website is showing that the Samsung Galaxy Note can run Ice Cream Sandwich too. So if you've got a Samsung Note, have a scout around. You may be able to get a copy, but Samsung are showing it's coming. Game is closing its stores left, right and centre. A whole pile of them went down here in the UK. There's only 300 stores and 227 of them closed immediately. So there was notices put on the door saying, tough, if you've got any questions, you're going to have to get in touch with the administrator. If you've got a gift card for Game or any kind of refund or something like that that you want to get, or a reward scheme voucher, then you're going to have to talk to the administrator and you'll get paid a percentage in the pound. It's not looking good. I'm awfully sorry. A Google Instant Search has got a Japanese man fired. Apparently, his name comes up in association with a murder from long time ago, and he's been unfairly dismissed over it. A judge has said that Google's got to return any of the linking so that it makes sure that it doesn't defame people in this way. Google have said that they can't really control it because it's an algorithm, but they'll do their best. And also, a British MP is fighting for the same thing, probably backed by Max Mosley, because apparently he's one of the big people that hates Google, because every time you put Max Mosley into Google, you get pictures of other people dressed as Hitler whipping him while he's in a nappy. Boston is going to settle its dispute with the cell phone recording guy Simon Glick for $170,000 in damages and settlement of legal fees. Glick was arrested in 2007 on Boston Common for using his cell phone to record the arrest of another person by the Boston police in a rather heavy-handed fashion. They confiscated his phone and eventually dropped the charges, but he was incensed and he took him to court, and he's won. Well done. Windows Live Messenger is now blocking all of the links that are on Pirate Bay. So if you're sending out helpful links to all of your friends, then I'm afraid it's no good. It's not going to help you. I can see Anonymous being incensed over this one. You can see Messenger being taken down imminently. Harry Potter is also available for download for iPad and other e-readers at the Pottermore website. If you'd like to buy it, you can go and get it and have it and read it and have a great time. But you're probably one of only 10 people who haven't read the damn books yet. And apparently people in Britain are incensed because the covers are not those from the British books. How dare they? Britain's the centre of the universe, love. Logitech have released a business webcam. It's got an eye on a stalk that extends. It's the one that's out of Johnny English, that well-known memorable film. It's going to cost you $250, about 200 quid here in the UK. It's remote control and it looks very good and it's HD, but it's a tad expensive, I would say, for what it does. And you don't want it on your desk poking an eye at you. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is taking Apple to task over its advertisements for its new iPad. It's saying it's got 4G technology built in, but no one in Australia actually has the 4G capability to run it, so therefore you can't run an ad based on it. I don't know. If you can say it's got the antenna for 4G, and if your country doesn't support it, then that's its business, isn't it? And the 25 billionth app downloader has been flown to Beijing by Apple. Isn't this rather convenient that in an emerging market that Apple want to dominate, they picked a Chinese winner, and the Chinese winner got flown to Beijing just at the same time that Tim Cook's having dinner with the mayor? Oh, isn't the serendipity unbelievably close? Yeah. And an 83-year-old is suing Apple after they walked into the glass doors at one of their retail stores. 83-year-old Evelyn Passwall is suing Apple after she walked into the glass doors at the Long Island Apple store. She's asking for $75,000 in medical expenses plus punitive damages for negligence totaling $1 million. In a quote from the case, Passwall claims that she didn't realise that she was walking into a wall of glass. As she approached the store, she says that she broke her nose as a result of the collision, and she claims that the defendant was negligent in allowing her a clear see-through glass wall or door without existing proper warning. We'll see how that one goes. We'll keep an eye on the press. I hope it gets thrown out, though. And finally, it's our new Crap for Easter feature, and we cross over to the Easter Bunny. Hello, Easter Bunny. How are you doing?
Hey, Ewan. Hey, yeah, nice to have you on here. Thank you very much for letting me come on. That Santa, oh, my God, what... Oh, he's terrible. He's been making threatening phone calls to me. Every time I say I'm coming on here, he gives me a call and he says he's going to send his elves around. I can't tell you how bad it is. I might not be able to do these every day. Anyway, my crap for Easter today is a case for the Fujifilm X-Pro1. It's a business class suitcase that's got a whole pile of lenses in it, and it costs $9,000. Hey, if I had $9,000, I wouldn't be on here with you doing this for free, trying to promote my cause. Everybody's forgotten the Easter Bunny. Anyway, honey, I've got to go. Call me. See ya. Love ya. Bye.
I'm not going to get a word in edgeways with that guy, am I? No. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at britishtechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at British Tech News. We're going to be back again on Friday with the Daily Show in the morning, and then we've got Photo Show at 2. Missy's joining us. That'll be well worth it. And then at 3:30, we've got the official opening of the network, and Tom Merritt's coming to perform the honours, and we're hoping a special guest will slide by. We don't know whether that's going to be the case or not, though. Hope you have a great day. Look forward to seeing you at the weekend. Thanks for listening.